And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 30th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of the physicist Ernest Rutherford, born in Brightwater, New Zealand, 1871, who discovered the concept of radioactive half-life and that atoms of one radioactive element could spontaneously turn into another, and who developed a model of the atom after discovering that most of the mass of an atom is concentrated in its nucleus. It was Ernest Rutherford who said all science is either physics or stamp collecting. It was on this day in 30 BC that Queen Cleopatra of Egypt killed herself with a snake. It was not an asp. It's thought that it was an Egyptian cobra. She'd been held captive by Octavian, who had defeated her and Mark Antony at the Battle of Actium, and he took Cleopatra prisoner. And when she heard that he was planning to parade her in a triumphal return to Rome, she took the snake and killed herself. It's the birthday of the cartoonist R. Crumb, born Robert Dennis Crumb in Philadelphia, 1943. He was dyslexic. He had a hard time learning to read. He preferred television and comic books, especially Little Lulu, Donald Duck, and Peanuts. Crumb said, "There were no books in our house. There were trashy magazines. My mother read movie and detective magazines. My father read the paper, and that was it. His older brother, Charles, taught him to draw. They spent hours drawing their own comic. He never went to college, never went to art school. He went to Cleveland and became an artist at the American Greeting Card Company." R. Crumb said, "I was a teenage social outcast. At the time, it made me feel very depressed. Later, I realized I was actually quite lucky because it freed me. I was free to develop and explore on my own all these byways of the culture that if you're accepted, you just don't do." He then went off to San Francisco, became famous as a hippie cartoonist, drawing Fritz the Cat and Mr. Natural and Keep on Truckin'. R. Crumb, who has lived in the south of France for the past 25 years, still using Strathmore vellum surface paper and Pelican black drawing ink. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchee, "Losing My Religion." At the Illinois State Fair, I was given $5 and allowed to roam the midway. I didn't want cotton candy or a corn dog. I wasn't old enough for French follies. Then I saw a kid carrying a giant panda that looked like a god other prizes might pray to. Of course, I lost all my money and didn't win a thing. Moping around, though, I saw the same kid slip between tents, return the panda to a grizzled carny, and get paid. I was a sensitive child, the sort of little patty waste who might grow up to be a poet, so I burst into tears. A policeman led me to the pavilion of lost children. I cried loudest of all and refused the awful cookie. By the time my parents found me, I was running a fever, and my father drove home disgusted, getting a speeding ticket, which he blames me for to this very day." A poem by Ron Kirchee, "Losing My Religion from Fever," published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.